Hey, good morning.
Okay. Morning, we're in Shin Vav. Just to clarify, you had a question yesterday about the thing of the Choloshit, the Takif. So let's look into it. It seems like the Shachar is talking about a case where are you allowed to, like he's dying, something like that, are you allowed to call his relatives for the relatives to come in? The Mishnah Berurah is talking about even for if it's something which if Shaila Tir of Das you need to call like he needs so that then Kol Shekain that's mutter, that's what Shaila is.
My understanding of Tir of Das, just to clarify about that, is unfortunately a little behind. This is when it's actually a true stuff coming to the person's well being.
Or die faster.
That's the context of
Tirif Das. Yeah. Okay. It seems like there are some sheets. I mean, the Jewish quote some sheets as a whole, even if it's not Sakana Gomor, for sure, but it's a Shiloh, so some say it's only because a Taka. Sakana. Right. So that's that was before about the right that you're allowed to or to call that the Rosh Hashanah says you can't just be over in any isvah or baran carte blanche anything. The only things which only if the doctor's okay, the sakana he needs this, but here it's to go ahead and to tell him to go outside the tchum. That's okay. But Mutter Likna is used, we did Yud yesterday, let's get to Yud Aleph. Mutter Likna's buy for it's a film in any Yehudi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to buy a house from a Goy on Shabbos, and it's a film, b'choysim amale b'erkos, shalahem, and he can sign it, and...
The Goy can sign it.
So the Ra'ad Hagav Shalahem, Bitsav Shalahem, and they're writing, not in Lashon Kodesh, the Eino also Rakhmi Durabana, because writing in other languages, the Lashon Durabana, when we should write Jewish, we should write Israel, Logozum. Now there's a big controversy, there's a very long Bira Lacha on this Rama, because on the surface, Rama seems to be, is also unclear. Bira Lacha says, some people take out of this, it's mutter even for the Israel to go ahead and to write in English, to go ahead and write a contract out in order to buy Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. All the Achareinim Pe'echad say that's not the pshat over here. That it does it first of all means that the Goy is writing, not the Yid. So it's a Shvus. And what the Ramah means, and even still, who holds a Meshita that writing in different languages is the Rabbanon? That's says it's really is a das yachid, and Shulchan says he's just the Ramah's coming lahachmir, not lahakel. He's saying that if you have a goy right, so you should have him dafka right in a different language because there's a shita which holds that's the rabbanon. So therefore, it's more kal. The Bir Halacha is marich to say also he's very marich to say that's. Also, it means that only if the goy is writing it and not whatever, then Yish Omrim that only also if Yish Omrim as well is only bezvan abayis. But I don't know that's already. I don't think most people say it's just any Yish Omrim as well. Just it's only if, like I said, if it's going to be all this like the rest, and if you can buy it after Shabbos, so then. 100%, there's an age, for sure you can buy it after Shabbos, so then it's also Lachar, you wouldn't be able to do it. It's only if you, it's like a Dover Oved, like right now, whatever, so then that would be Mutter. Mutter Lahach is B'Shabbos al Aveda. It's Mutter to be Machris on Shabbos al Aveda. A few who Dover also the Taltalo, so if someone found an Aveda, even if he found money or something like that, then that would be mutter. Called Chetzei Shemayim. Two things that comes out which is interesting. One thing that was interesting is that I had a discussion with someone about can you do a Shabbos Aveda on Shabbos? You find something and you should pick it up and be meish of it and say Machmir there's an Eruv. So if it's a muktzah, you know, you can't do much. But if it's not muktzah, you should pick it up and return it. There's a problem with kinyan or anything like that, because you see it's muktzah lahachis v'shabbos, and the mitzvah shabbos avedah is still on Shabbos. Like the muktzah lahater chermi tzibor v'shabbos, I don't be shalein tzorach Shabbos if you matter chermi on Shabbos. You know, tzvamash tzorach Shabbos with yom kedushkei l'rabim. Hold on, yom kedushkei l'rabim since everyone's in shul. How can iske Rabbi of the Shari the Davarbam, you're allowed to announce it in shul because everyone's gonna be over there. Aval Ein Bachrim b'Shabbos ki midavar shehu tzarach Shabbos. You can't be machrim unless it's something which is a tzarach Shabbos that the guy was mevaz of the rov, things like that. Lahachris b'Shabbos al karka hanim kar to announce that there's property for sale. Right, there's an abandoned property, and anyone knows anyone who has the yorshim or anything as a schus in it should come tell. That's also, even though everyone's around, it's like a dani, it's a din, it's, you know, but if he says, if he doesn't say it, b'toras. Like this field, you're gonna lose. If you don't come now, tomorrow you're gonna lose your rights or whatever. That if he just says, Mishabura says, if he just says, General, listen, there's this field over here. Everyone's here right now. Listen, there's this property over here that's gonna go over to the government or whatever. In general, the rule is that even though y'all get, you're gonna lose your rights. So something like that. Like you say the general. The law, you could speak the law over, but you shouldn't say this specific thing. You should know you're going to lose your rights. That's more of like Bekoch HaMemkar.
Why is that not like an Aveda?
So that could be why there was a Tzad Heter, but since Kegana also having Kedana Sadin, it is an Aveda. That's why that guy says a Havamina and it's Mutter, but since you're saying it specifically, you're going to go ahead and lose your schos, it's kilo if you don't come down, you're gonna lose your schos. So that's like saying, okay, that's the way. It's also to announce there's yayin for sale on Shabbos, even though people call it Tzarek Shabbos. It's on Kmechach Memkar. However, the Shabbur says, if you're in a place of yayin zatzo matzoi, and people will get a shipment in of wine. Whoever doesn't have wine for kiddush, should go to Ploni and get wine on the way home. That would be motir. It's a mitzvah to announce about matzahs on Shabbos. L'chor is the same thing that if it's like a special shul doing matzahs, whatever it is. So then, if you don't mention a school, you just say, "Listen, the matzahs are going to be for sale on the Shabbos, whatever." That could be, it's okay, it's a Tzarek Mitzvah.
Masses are available.
Available, yeah. Mi Shashalcholo Shiltzio Bitoi Ibeisoi B'Shabbos. He gets a message that people kidnapped his daughter on Shabbos. So Tzio B'Fal Yisrael, the Goyin, they took her to one of these orphanages or nunneries or Chas V'Shalom, things like that. Mitzvah Lassum L'Derech Pa'amav Yishtadu B'Hatzalah. So he has to put on the Shabbos to go ahead and to try to get her. He can go on his way to catch her, to negotiate, even if he can go out with Shalosh Parsos. And he says, oh, yeah, Shabbos, what are we going to do? Bezin's Goyzer in love. It's even Mutter to Mechal Shabbos, because the story is Mutter. It's Mutter to Mechal Shabbos Ahas, Kedishmor. A harbe shavasal. So this is like question that there is an idea that a person can, you know, he's trying to save. And it's not only the father, anyone, trying to save someone from shmad or for whatever. That's that would be motiv lechal Shabbos to save them. In the beginning of the. Before the state, getting in the state, when they were taking kids and making them not frum, I think the gdolim that were matir certain, you know, situations for the Bachrim to try to save them to, with Chilul Shabbos and things, because taking them to take away the Yiddishkeit was, you know, what they considered a Shmad also. They say there's another thing, one of the Nakuda, what about if it's not a Shmad, what if it's just we over an Isser or something like that? So that's a little bit unclear, because that's not Lishmar Shabbos as Harbe. However, he said the Shabbos says the Chor you'd be allowed to. Being from Moshe, I don't look at the Moshe. Moshe says, since it's a suffix, subject to Kof Nefesh, Avada, you're chayiv to go ahead. Any sfeikus about they're going to be over on, Yuli Arayas, Shikhastar, and things like that, then that has to be a bit of Mitzvah, of Mitzvah, things like that. It's subject to Kof Nefesh, and it doesn't make a difference if you have to Hal Shabbos.
This phrase, Yosef, feel a chutzpah shalosh parsos, that's a key word that means you can even be machal, you can do any.
They're right. Yeah. Well,
the
circle of Halshah is the Ezel of Lamatas Malachos. That's what it is. Fine. Mashim Zion, this is now Badavar Davar. This is an interesting simon. There are a lot of interesting Nakudas in the simon. So, you know, we're going to try to, let's see. Badavar Davar. In the last time we talked about being Isaac and things which are called into Chetzacha. Davar Davar means you can't speak the way you speak under the Rechol. Hilkach, also Lord, Davar Ploni, Esa Lamacha, you can't say, I'm going to go to the store tomorrow, or store Ploni, Ekne Lamacha, whatever. The end of Afilu Besichas, Dvarim Betalim, also Lahabois, even Stam Shmuzing, it's also to go, a person shouldn't have long shmuzin, because it's the kalas rosh things on Shabbos. There are those who wouldn't even not to speak anything. Chatz Chaim talks about it, not to speak anything chol on Shabbos and not bash mashet tzarich, things like that. There are different milos. Hagav, and the other shesipur shmuis divi chadushim who honor them. People like saying, this is nice. People like saying over the news, and that was not korach loshon hara. Obviously, muter l'safra b'shabbos kol b'chol. You're allowed to say it on Shabbos like you are b'chol, because it's einik. Avol misha inu misanik. Also, the honor kishis anik ben chaveru. It's a very interesting. Then the person is allowed to speak it over in order to win friends over. because Be'etzim, Divrei Chol is Davar Davar, so it's also to say it out. However, there's a heter for, if it gives an Onik Shabbos, there's a heter to say, because then it's not Divrei also, because it's Onik for him. But if the person has no Onik, he just wants to be part of the crowd. Everyone's speaking about the sports game, and he wants to, put his 2 cents in. He doesn't really care about sports. So then that would be also for him. That's a huadin, news, sports game, things like that. The imam shav oneg, that would be okay. But again, lola harbois, lola harbois, you shouldn't have, long hours of whatever. I did see an interesting, I couldn't find the sefer who quoted, I saw the Yeshurun, Roger Felder quoted the Achron. They're discussing, can you read newspapers and Shabbos and things like that. So he quoted someone to say that the Chachamim were mishum, like the people who nowadays people are depressed and things and whatever, and so there's a lot more. So they're matir. Throughout the whole siman, also discussion about different types of Moshe Vleitz and things like that. That if it's for some nefesh, meaning people, there's a kavana, a person needs a release, needs to relax, things like that. Obviously, within reason, it can be matir. There are certain things to be matir. What about playing games, things like that? If it's tarik a kid, and we'll get into playing games also later in Shin Mem about what kind of games to be matir. But I'll put in my idea of just bitul zman, all these things. If you're playing games with your kids, so obviously that's not bitul zman, because you're making them happy. You know, if they have nothing, you know, if that's what makes them happy, to enjoy Shabbos, make Shabbos kishmak. So there's a cheshbon with that. You know, but if it's, you know, if it's not, you just want to sit there and play cards with your friend. I mean, I guess, you know, the
How do you understand this question about me? She no mit ane asur le amram kidei shi ane ben chavero. That means. If I don't have Hanukkah from Dibrei Chol, I can't say them to be ma'anig you.
Right. Right. You can't. The Mishavura says, even Mis'anig the Mashahe Mis'agin, if he's happy in the fact that they're happy, Esha the Hokyo. If he's happy because he's making them happy, he's telling you he doesn't enjoy the news.
That's Oynig, right.
But if he doesn't, like I said, that's why I said sports. Some people like sports. Well, they're not interested in it, you know. And they, you know, they're just trying to talk sports with them because he wants to be part of the crowd. So then that would be a problem.
If the island's talking politics, and you can't stand politics. You only want to hear it as your Shabbos. If you need to participate. You're ruining your own
idea. Right, so that's the other thing is that also the Shur rings up, Mark Levar rings up, anything which is Tzarim, on Shabbos, you should definitely tell something to speak about.
Absolutely.
You know, if it gets the person upset because of the politics, it gets the person all upset, you shouldn't talk about it. Also, Liskar Poilim, it's also to hire workers. Well, Omarlein, you really Liskar Lepoli, you can't tell a goy to hire workers for Shabbos. Even if he doesn't need it done till after Shabbos, Shkomashu also lasses on Shabbos. Also, lomer le'eni yehudi la'asoytzay. This is not the din of hanaf and the malacha. This is the iser to say to a goy to do some sort of malacha, even if the malacha is after Shabbos. If he lomer lo kodem on Shabbos la'asoytzay b'Shabbos, also even if he tells him before Shabbos, okay, listen, you know, after the suda, go, you know, go clean out, I don't know, whatever. You know, put one dishwasher on, whatever it is. The mutter lomer lo achar Shabbos lomer lo asisa davar ploni b'Shabbos shavar. Gosh, why didn't you, why didn't you turn all the lights off in the house? You know, when we went to sleep. Ava bishu he made him mitov dvar shem tana shiyaseh le b'Shabbos haba. Since you're speaking with derech premez, so that's okay for him to do a malacha. We're going to get into later on about speaking derech premez to a goy on Shabbos. This is talking about not on Shabbos. So that so you give meramis to a goy to do something for you. Also, litein any hudi mos where shabbos no sol b'shabbos. You can't give him money to buy him something in the store. Let's say it's a big sale on Shabbos. You want to give him money to go ahead and buy something. You can't do that. Aval yachal lomer lo knei la'asvecha. You can say, listen. You can say here. He gives him money. And say, listen. You know, here, I'll buy it yourself. Even start. I can't even call him after Shabbos. And you know, if I need it, I'll buy it for you after Shabbos. Again, it's a bit of a risk over here, but if you know him, you know, that's.
Did he say it before Shabbos?
Mm-hmm. If he said yes, it's before Shabbos, yeah.
And he has to say the next story.
Right. He can't say clearly, go buy it for me. He can say, listen, I'll see if I need it, then I'll buy it back for you. Mutar losses any Yehudi most may have Shabbos, liknei sloi. A person can't give money and their shadows to a goy to give Shabbos. He can just give him money, go buy this thing when there's a sale. You know, the sale starts on Shabbos. Just when there's a sale, buy this thing. All he doesn't tell him, okay, buy on Shabbos. He can go ahead and give him, you know, clothing or like we had before about Schar Shabbos, the hiring going on Shabbos. He could have the store on Shabbos, you know, whatever. As long as doesn't say to him, sell on Shabbos. He should suffer any Yehudi laholik scharoso vay any Yehudi v'lokacha lokha v'beis Yisrael b'Shabbos. Someone who he hires a goy to go ahead and let's say delivery or something like that. Hires a FedEx to go take something. And to take it on Shabbos also. I'm thinking of something more lehova, but any sort of, if you have a warehouse or something like that, you have to go and come pick it up on Shabbos.
Hire like a merchant broker, someone who sells your stuff.
It's not clear business.
It's not clear business.
Right.
You know, but definitely if someone had a merchant book, which is very popular, and they took a commission, so that would definitely be the issue.
So something which is not a malacha, and it's not also a Shabbos, elevation of Shavuos, like riding an animal or something. You're allowed to tell a goy to do it on Shabbos. There's no problem with davar davar. Who she has shab mitzvahs choli, if it's a tzarech, mitzvahs choli, or he has tzarech davar, tzarech harbe, he has to have food for Shabbos, something like that. Omkne mitzvah, ketzad. Omen Yisrael en Yehudi to Shabbos, alos be'ilan, abi shayfar liskoa b'tkiyas mitzvah. Someone, for some reason, you know, a kid threw a shofar up in the tree. What are we supposed to do? So he sends the goy, the Arab up to get the shofar. Vimoter, olahavi mind, der chosu shal erbu, lichutz bo, mitzayr, let's say someone's, you know, someone's sick or...
This is a little shver. You can't pull shofar from
Shabbos.
The shofar is
booked. No, this is on
Yom Tov. Right. Sorry, I was pointing that. Yeah, I don't know.
Right, if you say you can go through a chotzer shein and berevis, that's okay. Yesh oisvim, that only mila, which is mutter shvus to shvus, but nothing else. But most people, shavuos basic, like the day of Rishon and Lahakia, most people are making shvus to shvus, tell a goy, makom mitzvah is mutter.
So maybe it's even, could you have the goy get the shofar today to go shofar tomorrow?
Good question. Well, right? Right, because it's only because of Achana. So it could be okay.
Achana is not
Avodah Zarah. It's a Shavuos. It's a Malacha. It's a Shavuos. Also, Lachshen Cheshbonos Afilim over. You're allowed to go over Cheshbonos. Think about your Cheshbonos. Also, Lachshen Cheshbonos Afilim over. It's also to go ahead and Chashvanos, even if it's past ones, and kach mekach l'tesid or aploni. I spent this much money on Shabbos, or I spent this much money on, you know, on different things. Dafa shadayin schar hapoel in etzel. That's only if it's still b'toch ha'esek, meaning he still has to pay poel and things like that. You know, they made a chasna, so he's trying to make a, okay, I paid all that, but I still have to pay the musician, whatever. Well, in Param Kvar, if you pay them mutter, then he could just cheshbon through, cheshbon through how much, you know, the different things, how much you use, how much this or whatever. But I got the lashon of the Mishabura says, "Come and dinan hotzeinu v'chasanos b'neinu." We don't talk b'nyanim or whatever. It's a bit of a shtisich of a teila, but achoponim it's mutter. Mutter lamer l'chaveiro. Anir be'nechad shetucha lamani mi la'erev. He said, "Can I go? You know, can you come with me tonight? Avo bishu mitochav mimi shetzarech lo le'er v'sachar, he has to hire him. V'alo yomer lo, hey, enoch ha'ni mi le'er, are you going to be ready? This guy's a taxi driver." And he says, "Yo, can you come with me to the Kaisel on the Motzei Shabbos?" So he said, however, if he says, "Oh, be ready for me," then that's a problem. We have time, we'll stop. We will stop here. We'll finish Zion before... Okay. Before...